ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home came close to trailing by double digits in the first half, but they've come back and cut Greene County Tech's lead back to two here at the break. 25-23, our score. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, 56-42 loss to Jonesboro to start 5A East action. Game didn't start off probably like you wanted to, but you had to be encouraged that that they played the Golden Hurricane fairly even in that second half.
You know, it was really, even in the first half, early, we got a lot of good shots, you know, got a lot of good looks, just didn't make, we missed some easy ones there around the rim, and you've got to make those shots.
Yep.
And, you know, that and that's the thing is you got to make those shots against the really good teams. And but regardless, and we never really got fluid offensively, but we were really hooking it up on the defensive end. We played extremely hard, you know, and you know, coming out the gate, you got Jonesboro, you know, the number one team in 5A, one of the top teams overall in the state.
Yep.
You know, and we got our guys were really confident going into that game. That's what I like about this bunch. We do not lack for heart, grit, and everybody we play, we expect to win against. So they came in confident against Jonesboro, and I think it showed. We just, you know, got to knock down those shots when we can. And got in a little foul trouble there in the second quarter. Kind of they were able to extend the lead, and we went on a little scoring drought. But regardless, the defensive effort never wavered, never failed us. And for that, we're right there with them, just battled them for four quarters.
I'll tell you what, you know, it's not just Mercedes Leach. That team's got a slew of weapons on it.
Yes, they got a slew of college basketball players.
Yes.
There's – you know, that thing about Jonesboro, they're never lacking for talent.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the Leach kid, we knew about him, you know, 6'6", lefty shooting guard, you know, already signed with Iowa State, was offered by Kansas and several other big-time colleges. And we knew he was a special kid, but I really want to give a shout-out to Colton and Hunter and all the guys, you know, and really the other guys on the team that did a great job on him.
Yeah.
You know, we held him to 14 points, which – you know,
it's not easy.
It's not easy, and a kid that can go get his like he can, and probably of all, we've defended him better, just as good, if not better than anybody else that's played him this year.
I thought particularly that second half, that definitely was the case.
Yes, absolutely, and you know, and part of it was we wanted to kind of get in him and get a little physical, but the kid's still special, and just why he made some really special shots, and you got to see why he is who he is. And, yeah, he'll translate to the next level extremely well. But, you know, it still goes down as a loss. There are no moral victories.
Right.
We went in the locker room, and we were upset because we didn't play our best game. And also, I felt we let Jonesboro off the hook.
Yeah.
Because we went into it expecting to beat those guys. And that's, you know, we put too much work in this not to have confidence in what we're doing. And, you know, we're going to have to come out tonight. Greene County Tech's a little bit different type team. They are superior three-point shooting team around the outside. Came in, you know, I think they started out the year on 11-0.
Yeah,
one of the top, you know, ranked teams overall in the state. They've lost their last two. Nettleton beat them 7 at their place the other night to start their conference. So both teams are really not wanting to start out 0-2.
Right.
But you know, this Greene County Tech, no matter, you know, they've got a really good team this year. But even if they brought in a team that they'd have our attention, because Greene County Tech and Mountain Home, they're always battles, and it's going to be a
gritty
game.
No question about it. Yeah, that was one thing. Hey, it seems like that's also a game Coach Gio has his team ready for.
Yes, yeah, they're going to, you know, and he does a really good job. Does a lot of really good things offensively. He has an offensive system in place that makes attractive to play in. You know, and B, it takes a lot of skill to do it, but it gets guys hungry, gets them in the gym, wanting to thrive in that system, and they're very, very skilled offensively. This is by far the, you know, Bentonville West was similar, just not as much skill as Greene County Tech as far as their skilled players. But same type of system, and, you know, they're going to either – it's threes or layups. I mean, there's no mid-range game here in what they're doing, and they're going to shoot it quick. They got guys that can shoot off the bounce, which is always scary.
Yeah.
And guys that can create for other just knockdown catch shooters. So, you know, we're going to have to come out and play. We're going to have to extend our defense.
Yep. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate you. Appreciate all you do. And, you know, you said it earlier, our girls are making a little rally here. Hopefully we can keep this thing going. They'll pull this thing out, and the boys can follow this up with a successful night and get a sweep of these Greene County Tech Eagles. Appreciate you, sir.
You betcha.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was the Mountain Home Boys coach, Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score is a Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 25-23. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy, providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home trailing Greene County Tech at halftime of this girls' game, 25-23. Looking at the scoring summary first for both teams. First off, from Mountain Home, leading the way so far is Anna Grace Foreman with 7 points, 6 off the bench from Leah Jackson, all from 3-point range, 5 for Peyton Husky, 4 for Addison Yates, and 1 so far for Emma Martin. She was 1-2 from the free throw line in that first half. One player in double figures so far for Greene County Tech, and that is Shelby Adams with 11 points, 8 on the night for Sabrina Kellett, 4 for Brooke Justice, and Elizabeth Knoll with 2. So far, Mount Tom's been able to keep Tiffany Grambling off the scoreboard. She's the one that signed with the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. She's normally their leading scorer at 15 points a game, but she's struggled a little bit this evening and actually had to spend a good chunk of the first half on the bench in foul trouble. So far, Mount Tom with four turnovers. Green County Tech with two. One tie so far, and that was two all, and no lead changes in this one. So that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Green County Tech 25-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.